the idea of innovation. So maybe I'll be an inventor, maybe I'll be some sort of business person. I like to create things and, again, help people to live a better life.
Fantastic. Man, what a great answer. Ginger, how do folks find out more about this special Book Harvest event and about Book Harvest in general?
To find out more about both Book Harvest and our Dream Big Book Drive, they can go to our website, bookharvestnc.org. We have all the information there you need. If you've got books at home and you can bring them by that afternoon to the Carolina Theater, please come join us and please bring some friends. We really want everybody to come join us on this big day of celebration in honor of Dr. King.
Tuni Goyal in the eighth grade at Smith Middle School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
8 o'clock.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Anti-terror raids and arrests.
Europe's at war with those in their midst who may be plotting attacks.
Muslim call to prayer called off.
Duke University, they owe an apology.
A controversial walk home.
They told us how to cross the street, how to be safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after French authorities killed terrorists at two locations, there's a stepped-up effort across Europe to find others who may be plotting attacks. We begin in Paris with CBS's Elaine Cobb.
French police carried out raids in the Paris region overnight. 10 people were detained. Police believe they may have provided logistical support for last week's attacks here, including sourcing weapons and a car. German police have taken two men into custody this morning in Berlin, following raids on 11 locations.
Intelligence sources say three people are being sought in Belgium. They may be linked to the two terror suspects killed in a raid yesterday. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Brussels.
Belgian police launched a preemptive strike to stop what they called imminent attacks on a grand scale. Explosions and gunfire rang out as the raid in Verviers began. Police said suspects opened fire with automatic weapons first. Local media reported extremists planned to kidnap and behead a law enforcement official and posted on the internet.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate joins us now. Juan, what about this new sweep in Europe?
Well, really what you have is Europe taking no chances in the wake of Paris, and counterterrorism officials who've been worried about foreign fighters and terrorist plots in their midst are taking preventative counterterrorism actions. And they're quite worried that the Paris attacks have also animated and perhaps even accelerated attack plotting. And so that's why you've started to see these raids around the continent, and I expect to see more.
How concerned are they about other people?
I think they're very concerned, and I think other countries as well are looking for networks and cells that may be plotting and accelerating their plans. Certainly the Belgians, which have the highest per capita rate of foreign fighters in Europe, individuals who've traveled to Iraq or Syria and potentially been trained by terrorist groups. So they've been worried for some time. Paris then became the wake-up call. And I think now you've got Belgian, French, and other officials trying to ferret out the networks and cells that may be a threat. And that's why you see these raids.
Juan Zarate, thanks. The U.S. is going to send 400 troops overseas this spring to train moderate Syrian rebels. That mission will take place in other countries, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. The 20-year-old Ohio man arrested in the plot to attack the U.S. Capitol appears in a federal courtroom in Cincinnati today. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
His parents say Cornell converted to Islam 6 months ago. Investigators believe he posted social media messages in support of ISIS and tried to contact persons overseas for authorization to conduct a terror attack in the U.S.
House Speaker Boehner has said controversial eavesdropping program, the FISA program, is credited with alerting authorities to the Capitol plot. At Duke University, an idea to use the school's chapel tower for a call to prayer for the Muslim community was seen by some students as a way to promote unity and understanding.
Every religion has had ups and downs. Every religion has had violence associated with their history.
But the schools abruptly scrapped the plan after a flood of objections. Evangelist Franklin Graham urged Duke alums to withhold their support.
It's a slap at the Christian faith.
and for those donors that gave the money to build that chapel, because I don't think they would have ever given that money if they'd known it would have been used as a mosque and a minaret.
One school official says there were concerns about safety and security, but there's been no comment about whether there were any specific threats. Oklahoma's carried out its first execution since a botched one last spring. A three-drug concoction was used to put convicted murderer Charles Warner to death. KOTV reporter Tess Mawney was a witness.
He looked at his family. He was smiling at them, telling them that he loves them, saying, "I'm fine, I'm fine."
At one point, Warner said, "My body is on fire," but he showed no signs of distress. Florida used the same drug combination to carry out an execution last night with no apparent problems. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, our community will join many others across the state and around the nation this weekend and celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We'll tell you about some of the activities here in Chapel Hill, the university, and in northern Orange County as well. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 influenza-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, U.S. Marshals arrested a man wanted in Chapel Hill on multiple charges of dealing cocaine. All of those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, not a good night for the Tar Heel women's basketball team. Tar Heels lost to number 7-ranked Notre Dame last night in Carmichael Arena, 89-79. We'll talk to Walter Storholt coming up in just a few minutes. And
guess what? Butch Davis has finally been paid off by UNC.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
32 degrees, a lot of fog out there. It's patchy fog today, so visibility not great. After the fog finally clears away, we're going to have a lot of sunshine today. High today in the upper 40s, which is nice. Also nice to get everybody back to a regular schedule today. Our community is joining many others across the state and across the nation all this weekend in celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We have told you about some of the things happening in Chapel Hill. Sunday, 6 p.m., the annual Martin Luther King Jr. dinner at the Friday Center. And the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association will get a special award there. Also, the Jackson Center. Velma Perry, one of Chapel Hill's most prominent citizens when it comes to civil rights, will be honored. She was a WCHL hometown hero earlier in the week. And, of course, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and a lot of festivities at First Baptist Church and a whole series of events happening at UNC. Well, also in the northern part of Orange County, they have some special events planned. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
There are events going on throughout the community in the next few days in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., celebrating the life he led and pushing the message that he believed in. Dr. Millicent Rainey is the chair of the Northern Orange Commemorative Committee and organized this year's events in Hillsboro and the surrounding area. She says that the committee is comprised of 28 area churches, and this year is the 20th anniversary of their first commemorative events. Dr. Rainey says that they will begin the weekend festivities with their banquet on Saturday.
The annual banquet this year will be held at Lee's Chapel Missionary Baptist Church at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Our speaker is the recently appointed North Carolina Executive Director of the NAACP, Reverend Michelle Law.
She says that the banquet will include singing from the Martin Luther King Jr. Youth Choir. Dr. Rainey adds that on Monday morning, they will be holding a march in downtown Hillsboro, and she says that they are deviating from their normal plans to celebrate this special anniversary.
This being our 20th anniversary, we're doing things just a little bit different. We're having speakers at each stop.
The march will have three stops. The messages will cover the history of events over the last 20 years in Hillsboro, thoughts on where civil rights stands currently across the nation, and will once again have singing from the youth choir. They will also honor citizens for their service to the community, according to Dr. Rainey. She says that it is important that we pass along the memory of Dr. King to the next generation.
It's very important that our young people understand the kinds of things, the characteristics and qualities that Dr. King emphasized. And I think that is taught not only from the parents, but also the church and the community being role models and assisting in that education.
The march on Monday morning will begin at the old courthouse in downtown Hillsboro at 9 o'clock. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system, an African-American student is five times as likely as a white student to get in-school suspension, five times as likely to get out-of-school suspension, and three times as likely to get sent to the office. That's according to an official school district report that looks at discipline data over the past two academic years. At last night's school board meeting, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools board member James Etta Bedford said we have to be careful when we interpret that data.
All that shows you is that the risk for ISS discipline reaction is 5-1. You can't assume that the child deserved it and actually did those actions.
She said teachers and administrators may discriminate in whom they choose to discipline. White students make up about half the district's student population. Black students are 11%. According to the report, Latino students, who make up 14% of the student population, are also disproportionately disciplined. Aggression, defiance, and disruption rank as the most common infractions among all students. The report says the largest disparities between white students and black students are in vaguely worded infractions like disrespect.
Disrespect was one of the hardest things for teachers to define. So we've sort of decided that we just really don't even want that on our office discipline referral form.
And it's Nancy Cuffer, the school district's behavior support coordinator. She says the district needs to update policies and rewrite the code of conduct to clearly define infractions. Also, the district should help teachers think about the function of students' misbehavior. This can lead or can help the teachers see behavior patterns and then respond based on those patterns. Board member Annette Streeter worries that seeing this data could strengthen some stereotypes and cause some teachers and administrators to racially profile students.
I am concerned about this information for it to be shared with some authority figure, administrators, whomever. It definitely gives an idea based on comparing demographic groups.
WCHL will continue to follow this story. Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, U.S. Marshals arrested a man wanted in Chapel Hill on multiple charges of dealing cocaine. 29-year-old Justin Hardy has been charged with six counts each of felony cocaine possession and possession with intent to sell. The Chapel Hill Police Department issued a warrant for Hardy back on December 30th following a narcotics investigation. Hardy was arrested by the U.S. Marshals Joint Fugitive Task Force after they pulled over a vehicle in which he was suspected of being a passenger. You can read the full statement from the task force on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 influenza-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. That brings the total number of flu deaths in North Carolina up to 90 since the Department of Health and Human Services started monitoring flu cases back in early October, which is the beginning of flu season. State epidemiologist Dr. Megan Davies told WCHL last week the main strain to this point has been H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly.
About two-thirds of the H3N2 that's circulating, that's been tested at the CDC this season, has not been well matched to the vaccine, unfortunately.
Still, officials encourage North Carolinians to get the flu shot because different strains of the virus may become prominent later in the season. North Carolina leaders want to squeeze more jobs from new technologies coming out of the state's universities. Governor Pat McCrory plans to visit the supervisory board of the 16-campus University of North Carolina system today. The governor is expected to talk about an advisory council's recommendations on how to convert research innovations into jobs. McCrory's spokesman wouldn't say whether the governor wants to put money behind the suggestions in the state budget he proposes next month. A 2013 study by the State Commerce Department found North Carolina has one of the country's fastest growing populations, but the economy's productive capacity is below average. The report says while there's strong research to find scientific breakthroughs, turning them into profitable products and services lags what's needed for a strong economy.
Duke University has canceled its plan to use the tower of its chapel for a weekly amplified call to prayer for Muslims. In a release on Thursday, the university said it reconsidered the plan. It says Muslims will instead gather on the quadrangle before heading into a room in Duke Chapel for their weekly prayer service. Duke spokesman Michael Schoenfeld says the previous plan to use the chapel tower didn't have the intended effect of helping to unify people on campus. Under the canceled plan, members of the school's Muslim Students Association would have recited the call lasting about 3 minutes from the bell tower. And the plan drew the ire of evangelist Franklin Graham, who urged Duke alumni to withhold support because of violence against Christians that he attributed to Muslims. This year's Martin Luther King Jr. Day observance by North Carolina state workers will have a renewed focus on music and words and their influence on the civil rights movement. Governor Pat McCrory and the son of the late historian John Hope Franklin were scheduled to address the midday Friday service held at Raleigh Church near the old Capitol building today. The North Carolina Arts Council and the State African American Heritage Commission helped organize this program, which includes the Bennett College and Shaw University choirs and musicians from the longtime North Carolina-based jazz group, The Monitors. John W. Franklin at the National Museum of African American History and Culture planned the keynote address for today. A bell-ringing ceremony recalling King's life and work is set for this morning on state government's Bicentennial Plaza. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by University Mall. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Northbound Smith Level Road, expect delays as you make your way towards Highway 54 this morning. Northbound Fordham Boulevard also slow as you approach Manning Drive. Starting to see some delays now for the eastbound as you approach Fayetteville Road through Highway 55. And again, through the airport exits if you're heading east into Raleigh. We do have an accident southbound Durham Freeway at Austin Avenue. Very heavy southbound delays from Fulton Street. And they're adding to northbound delays starting at Alexander Drive into downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Now, Nikki, this traffic report has been brought to you by University Mall, and we're going to be out at University Mall later today.
Yes.
Special broadcast from 3 until 5 p.m. talking about their coming from the cold January sidewalk sale.
Should be fun.
We hope that you will come out and join us at University Mall. We'll be at the stage there at the University Mall, permanent stage.
Yep.
And we'll be there with reports between 3 and 5 p.m. talking to a lot of the local merchants there and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So join us for that, folks. And don't forget, the January sidewalk sale at University Mall is where you can save up to 70% on select items all over the mall starting today and running throughout the weekend. Again, this traffic report brought to you by your friends at University Mall. Now, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough forecast is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 33 degrees, 1 degree above freezing this morning, and temperature may vary a degree or two depending on where you are. Patchy, dense fog still out there this morning. After the fog finally clears away, we'll have lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, cold temperatures, lows around 30. On Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, clear. And then we'll get some clouds after midnight, but not until then. Our overnight low on Saturday in the upper 30s. Sunday, unfortunately, a mostly cloudy day, 40% chance of rain, and the high in the middle 50s. So that's happening on Sunday. So not a bad weekend, not really, until we get to Sunday when we'll have a lot of clouds. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 817 WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Walter Storholt, the voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team. Unfortunately, they suffered a tough loss last night at the hands of Notre Dame. That is up next on WCHL Championship Sports.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season in the Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels!
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life. Programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to legacy care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we're going to talk a little Carolina women's basketball. Tar Heels suffered a tough loss last night in Carmichael Arena. Walter Storholt, the voice of the Tar Heel women, and Walter, tough loss last night. Tar Heels came back, almost did it, but couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, brought it back within a point, and then we're only down three with 3.5 minutes to go, and you thought, all right, maybe there is enough mojo for the Tar Heels to be able to pull off this win, and a big win that it would have been, Ron. So much adversity that the Tar Heels had to face yesterday. Of course, still missing Zelina McDaniel, out with that injury for the past couple of games. And the Tar Heels still trying to figure out the best offensive approach and defensive as well without having her physical presence on the court. But then they also lost Alicia Gray, their top scorer, for several minutes in the first half. And then when she came back, was wearing a brace on her right leg, and you could tell was hampered by that injury. And then Latifa Coleman, their leader in assists, goes down in the second half, eventually does come back, and she seemed to be able to perform at a bit higher level than Alicia Gray, at least in terms of where they usually are. But still, you'll lose two significant players like that for significant time against Notre Dame, and they're going to make you pay. And the Fighting Irish shot over 60% in the second half, yet the Tar Heels still somehow found a way to mount that comeback. A lot of heart, a lot of grit from that Carolina team. They couldn't pull off the win, but I think that there are a lot of positives, a lot of really good takeaways from that game. For as well as Notre Dame played, the Tar Heels were right there and had a chance to beat them at the end. Notre Dame just got hot right over the last couple of minutes, making something crazy like 9 of their last 10 shots, somewhere in that range. And the Tar Heels just finally fell flat right at the end, only making 1 of their last 11. So they were with them for about 37 minutes of that game, and then the final three, Notre Dame was able to just pull away and put the finishing touches on it.
Well, the Tar Heels, when they rallied to get it to 78-77, when Stephanie Mavunga hit a three-pointer with about 4.5 minutes left, I guess, I thought they were going to do it. But then, once again, as she had all night, Lindsay Allen hit a big basket, and then she continued to step up last night when Jewel Lloyd did not have her usual game as far as offensive output is concerned.
Yeah, the Tar Heels fought really hard to limit Jewel Lloyd. We found out after the game, after the broadcast last night, that Lloyd was battling a sickness all day, according to some of the Notre Dame staff. So she wasn't herself. But I also credit the Carolina defense for being able to limit her, sickness or no sickness. Brittany Roundtree, when she was able to be in the game, did a great job on Lloyd. The Tar Heels really missed her. Again, you talk about another adversity thing that they faced last night. Their best defender, Brittany Roundtree, having foul trouble basically the entire game and a couple of those fouls being tough ones called against her, and then eventually fouling out with still over 8 minutes to play. That was really tough for them to combat and to overcome as well. So just a lot of stalwarts on Carolina's side, not able to play. But that Notre Dame team is very good. Allen is just a solid guard. Scored a lot of points last night, had 9 assists, just did all the little things right for her team. And then Breonna Turner, you can't say enough things about that freshman. I mean, ties her career high in points, 29, gets 7 blocks, which also tied her career high, and I think 18 rebounds, which set a new career record. So, I mean, she was only a few little ticks in each of those categories from having a 30-point, 20-rebound, and 10-block night.
My goodness.
That's pretty incredible for a player to do that. And I do think if Selena McDaniel's on the floor for the Tar Heels, it makes all the difference in being able to control her a little bit better. But that was just a lot to face her excellent shot. Number 2 in the country in field goal percentage, and she did it again last night, barely missing anything.
Well, quickly here, Walter, the Tar Heels are now 15-3, 2-2 in the ACC. And what's next up for Carolina?
Well, Clemson will be next up for UNC, and Clemson's a team that is struggling a little bit this season. They just got blown out by Miami last night, I believe down in Coral Gables. And so now the Tar Heels will travel to Clemson, which that trip is always a little bit of a tough one because it's just not one that you can really fly to, just based on where Clemson is. And so the Tar Heels always end up busing down there, which they'll do on Saturday. But it's a decent, 4.5-hour bus ride if you don't make any stops. So it takes a while to get down there on Saturday, so that can sometimes take a little something out of your legs. But I think the Tar Heels will also use it as a chance to rest up a little bit. And if they can take care of business in the first half, they'll get that great opportunity to, I think, rest some of the starters, which I think is really greatly needed right now because the schedule doesn't get any easier for the Tar Heels. Their next home game a little later in the month comes against Duke, so they have NC State on the road, so they've got some tough competition coming up, so they need to take care of business early against Clemson so that they can treat that game as it should be and be able to kind of breathe a little bit easier and have one of those lighter wins would be huge. But you say all that, and then you have to step back and remind yourself that it is the ACC, and any road game in the ACC, you can't count that it's going to be an easy one. And I know the Tar Heel coaching staff will not be doing what I'm saying, and that's taking Clemson lightly. They're going to prepare heavily for that game on Sunday, and they're going to make sure the Tar Heels are prepared to attack that Clemson team. The Tar Heels don't want a repeat of what happened in Pittsburgh last week, so they're going to make sure they go down to Clemson to take care of business.
All right, Walter, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, Ron.
Yes, sir. Walter Storholt, voice of the Tar Heel women's basketball team. Now we're going to turn our focus to football. Well, the former football coach at Carolina, 826 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Guess what? Butch Davis has finally been paid off by UNC. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Thursday, January 15th, 2015, marked the day the university released its final payment of $590,000 to Paul Butch Davis, who was fired without cause as Carolina's football coach in 2011. The without cause is crucial here because it allowed Davis to receive the payoff outlined in his contract if he were fired, well, without cause. Davis made an average of $2 million for the 4 seasons he actually coached the Tar Heels, including university salary, 6-figured radio and TV contracts, additional money from the Rams Club, the football coach's share of the UNC's Nike contract, and 3 bowl bonuses. After Davis was fired in August of 2011, his payoff kicked in with $1 million plus up front and 4 annual payments of $590,000 each through 2015. All that adds up to somewhere between $11 and $12 million that UNC paid Davis. And what did Butch leave behind? A 3-year NCAA probation for impermissible benefits taken by a half dozen of his players, and the money taken by his assistant head coach and chief recruiter John Blake for steering players to sign with deceased agent Gary Richard. Under Davis's watch, although it has since been revealed to have preceded him by more than 10 years, the academic scandal broke that has since so tarnished the image and reputation of the UNC name and brand that its place among the so-called public Ivies may never be restored. How culpable really was Davis? We may never know. According to him, he knew nothing about anything, including that Blake had a reputation throughout college football circles as some kind of shady character. A clause in Davis's contract actually says he could be fired for cause if any assistant coach he hired committed NCAA violations, which Blake was eventually charged with. Former Chancellor Holden Thorpe let him go without cause, since most fired employees come back at the university with a lawsuit that could cost the school more money in the long run than paying them off. So every January, Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham has been here. He is set to approve a $590,000 payment to Davis. That all ended yesterday. So all together now, let's say a big hallelujah. This is our chance to see ya.
WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Family Medicine.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you worry about getting the care you need because you don't have health insurance? Do you have a pre-existing condition or think you can't afford it? The Affordable Care Act provides individuals who qualify with financial assistance for purchasing health insurance. Open enrollment is now through February 15th, so check out your options on www.healthcare.gov. or call 919-545-3440.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com. It's the most anticipated shopping event of the year. The University Mall Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale. This weekend only, save up to 70% off on select inventory throughout the mall starting today and throughout the weekend. Discounts will vary, so shop early and often. Make a day of it with shopping, dining, and entertainment today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Get a $10 coupon when you spend $100, limited to 2 coupons per family, and save up to 70% on select merchandise. Present receipts from January 16th through 18th, totaling $100 at customer service to receive a $10 coupon good those days at one of the participating stores or restaurants. Limit 2 coupons per family. The annual Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale at University Mall. Make a day of it today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Have fun and save up to 70% on select merchandise. Join University Mall for children's activities and live music. New this year, help those who are literally out in the cold. Donate non-perishable food or cash to the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Visit online at universitymallnc.com.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Hey, Ron, did you know the second most common New Year's resolution is to quit smoking cigarettes? And we at the Vapor Girl family want to help all those folks make their resolution a reality.
That's great. Smoking-related illnesses kill 250,000 people a year.
And we want to reduce that number to zero as soon as possible. Our customers have quit cigarettes and stayed quit with the Vapor Girl. So we know our premium e-juice, high-quality products, and super helpful customer service can help thousands more get off cigarettes for good.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail vapor bar locations. Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 33 degrees in Chapel Hill, 32 this morning in Carrboro. A lot of fog hanging around this morning. After the fog goes away, we'll have some sunshine. And our high today will get up close to 50, about 48 or 49 degrees. We've been talking about all the special events coming up all weekend long in Chapel Hill, at the university, in the northern part of Orange County for the annual Martin Luther King Jr. observance. Sunday at 6 p.m., it is the annual Martin Luther King Jr.
banquet at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. There will be some special awards given out. The Rogers Eubanks Road Neighborhood Association will get a special award. So will the Jackson Center. Velma Perry will be honored, WCHL hometown hero, earlier in the week. And on Monday, it is actual MLK Day itself. And there'll be all kinds of events at First Baptist Church downtown and a whole list of events going on the UNC campus all weekend long. And in fact, later on in the month as well. But in the northern part of the county, they have some special observances. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the events being held in northern Orange County.
There are events going on throughout the community in the next few days in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., celebrating the life he led and pushing the message that he believed in. Dr. Millicent Rainey is the chair of the Northern Orange Commemorative Committee and organized this year's events in Hillsboro and the surrounding area. She says that the committee is comprised of 28 area churches, and this year is the 20th anniversary of their first commemorative events. Dr. Rainey says that they will begin the weekend festivities with their banquet on Saturday.
The annual banquet this year will be held at Lee's Chapel Missionary Baptist Church at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Our speaker is the recently appointed North Carolina Executive Director of the NAACP, Reverend Michelle Law.
She says that the banquet will include singing from the Martin Luther King Jr. Youth Choir. Dr. Rainey adds that on Monday morning, they will be holding a march in downtown Hillsboro, and she says that they are deviating from their normal plans to celebrate this special anniversary.
This being our 20th anniversary, we're doing things just a little bit different. We're having speakers at each stop.
The march will have three stops. The messages will cover the history of events over the last 20 years in Hillsboro, thoughts on where civil rights stands currently across the nation, and will once again have singing from the youth choir. They will also honor citizens for their service to the community, according to Dr. Rainey. She says that it is important that we pass along the memory of Dr. King to the next generation.
It's very important that our young people understand the kinds of things, the characteristics and qualities that Dr. King emphasized. And I think that is taught not only from the parents, but also the church and the community being role models and assisting in that education.
The march on Monday morning will begin at the old courthouse in downtown Hillsboro at 9 o'clock. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And this just in a little while ago, 836 at WCHL, we're hearing reports that Tom Ross, the 17th president of the University of North Carolina system, is leaving his position. Blake Hodge is at the Board of Governors meeting today, and we'll have more on that coming up later on right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and also streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com. Again, we're hearing reports that Tom Ross, the 17th president of the UNC system, is leaving his position and that he might make that announcement today at the UNC Board of Governors meeting. We don't have any official word on that, no confirmation, but stay tuned to WCHL. We'll let you know what we find out. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 influenza-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. 26 people died during that 1 week. That brings the total number of flu deaths in North Carolina up to 90 since the Department of Health and Human Services started monitoring flu cases back in early October, which is the beginning of the flu season. State epidemiologist Dr. Megan Davies told WCHL last week the main strain to this point has been H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly.
About two-thirds of the H3N2 that's circulating, that's been tested at the CDC this season, has not been well matched to the vaccine, unfortunately.
Still, officials encourage North Carolina residents to get the flu shot because different strains of the virus may become prominent later in the season. On Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, U.S. Marshals arrested a man wanted in Chapel Hill on multiple charges of dealing cocaine. 29-year-old Justin Hardy has been charged with 6 counts each of felony cocaine possession and possession with intent to sell. The Chapel Hill Police Department issued a warrant for Hardy back on December 30th following a narcotics investigation. Hardy got arrested by the U.S. Marshals Joint Fugitive Task Force after they pulled over a vehicle in which he was suspected of being a passenger. That was on Wednesday. You can read the full statement from the task force on our website, chapelboro.com. And in news around town this morning, we want to congratulate once again the Chapel Hill High School Ethics Bowl team, which came in second in the state in the North Carolina High School Ethics Bowl held early this month at Carolina. The North Carolina School of Science and Math won the state title. They will represent the state at the National Ethics Bowl, which will be in April also on the UNC campus. The Ethics Bowl is hosted by UNC's Parr Center for Ethics. Last year's national champion was East Chapel Hill High School, and the Chapel Hill High School Ethics Bowl team got very close to winning the state title this year. Again, congratulations to North Carolina School of Science and Math. 8:39 at WCHL coming up. Today's commentary on the way from Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
Are you a physician assistant in the area who is looking to join an academy of peers? If so, let the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants work for you. Not only does being a part of the NCAPA connect you to fellow PAs in North Carolina, it also provides opportunities to have a voice on legislation that impacts your right to practice medicine. The academy offers multiple occasions to meet peers and holds 2 annual CME conferences. Let the NCAPA help you so you can continue helping others. Visit ncapa.org today.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carborough. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
Well, thank you, Coach. It is 841 WCHL with 33 degrees this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lydia Lavelle. As a community, we recently celebrated the 223rd anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. But President Franklin Roosevelt discussed what he coined a second Bill of Rights in January 1944. His words are still relevant today, and I quote, "We cannot be content if some fraction of our people, whether it be one-third or one-fifth or one-tenth, is ill-fed, ill-clothed, ill-housed, and insecure. This republic had its beginning under the protection of certain inalienable political rights. They were our rights to life and liberty. As our nation has grown, however, these political rights proved inadequate to assure us equality in the pursuit of happiness. True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made." President Roosevelt then discussed what he believed should be addressed under this economic Bill of Rights: work, food, clothing, housing, medical care, and education. About these rights, FDR said, "All of these rights spell security. We must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world." Now, to me, it is clear that the second Bill of Rights, which highlights how intertwined many basic rights are, is still every bit as important and as relevant as the first Bill of Rights. As an elected leader in this community, I believe the second Bill of Rights is an appropriate guide for us to follow as we address these goals. In doing so, we might actually achieve FDR's dream: security, human happiness and well-being, and lasting peace in the world. Seems appropriate for this time of year, don't you think? This is Lydia Lavelle.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:43, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
One of my favorite annual events in our community is the Writers for Readers Book and Author Celebration sponsored by Orange Literacy. That's the organization that brings a gift of reading ability each year to hundreds of the thousands of people in our community who cannot read. This year at the Friday Center on Tuesday, February 17th at 6 p.m., put it on your calendar right now. To celebrate Orange Literacy with the help of literary luminaries like the co-founder of Algonquin Books, Shannon Ravenel, and Big Fish author Daniel Wallace, they bring nationally prominent and engaging writers who will inspire and entertain and mingle with the guest. This year, Daniel Wallace will be the ringmaster moderator with authors Benjamin Cleaver, Robert Rubin, and Rafael Iglesias, who are famous in their own right and also the children of really famous writers. And that's fantastic. But the highlights for me are the testimonies of our formerly illiterate neighbors who, thanks to the patient and persistent efforts of Orange Literacy volunteers, can now read their work directions. They can see signs and they can go to the grocery store and read the boxes on the shelves. They can read their family Bibles and their hymnals at church. When they tell their stories about the awful enslaving experiences of illiteracy and then the transformational difference their new reading skill has made, I can't hold back my tears. All of that makes the Writers for Readers event memorable, but there is more. Of course, the great food and drink and the chance to mingle with our local and nationally famous literary stars like Daniel Wallace and Lee Smith and Jill McCorkle and many others. And they're all passionate about giving people the ability to read. But, you know, it's hard for those of us who read and write with ease to put ourselves in the shoes of one of our Orange County neighbors who cannot read. And I got close to that feeling a few months ago taking a Spanish class where I was paired with a Spanish-speaking student who was in another class trying to learn English. And our assignment, speak English together for a few minutes and then switch and speak Spanish. First, speaking English, I had no problem, but the Spanish speaker could not understand my simple questions like, what's your home country? Tell me about your family. In response, he could say nothing because he didn't understand my language. Then it was time to speak Spanish, and I didn't understand the questions I got from him. Maybe I got a word or two, but not the real substance of what he said. And afterwards, or along the way, he and I might have thought that each other were stupid. But this common experience showed us that we could communicate with each other effectively, but only if we developed a new skill. And that kind of liberating skill is the gift that Orange Literacy can give with our help. So come with us and celebrate at the Friday Center on Tuesday, February 17th at 6 p.m. You can call the Orange Literacy office at 919-914-6153 to purchase tickets, or you can get more information if you'll check the webpage at orangeliteracy.org. See you there.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
We're hearing reports that Tom Ross, the 17th president of the University of North Carolina system, is about to leave his position. Blake Hodges is at the Board of Governors meeting today, and we'll have more later on that. Again, we have not been able to confirm that. That is not an official announcement, but we're hearing reports that Tom Ross, the president of the University of North Carolina system, is about to leave, and that he might say something about that at today's UNC Board of Governors meeting. Again, we expect to have more on that later on in the day. It's 8:48. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL's Traffic Report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And one more time, I get the opportunity to introduce the inimitable Nikki Morse.
And I appreciate every introduction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we do have a couple of problems around the area, so just be aware. Northbound Smith Level Road still delayed a little bit as you approach Highway 54. Majority of your delays, though, you're going to find on 40 eastbound, slowing around Highway 54 towards Highway 55. And we do have an accident. It should be in the final cleanup stages southbound the Durham Freeway at Austin Avenue. But it's causing some very heavy southbound delays that start before Fulton Street all the way through downtown, and it's adding to northbound delays that start right around Alexander Drive into downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Nikki, we will listen for your news updates at the bottom of the hour throughout the day.
All right.
And maybe we'll have more on this Tom Ross situation. We don't know
right
at this point. It's not official. But listen for that throughout the day here on WCHL. And I will be glad to bestow upon you a wonderful leisurely weekend.
Oh, thank you. Yes, there will be a lot of sleeping involved, I have a feeling.
Get plenty of rest this weekend.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, and I will do the same.
Shocker.
At any rate, we'll see you back here Monday morning.
Absolutely.
Oh. It's 8:50 at WCHL. Moving right along to a word from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You know, fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. You're going to feel a lot better. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Stop by on your way to work or wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. It's brought to you by University Mall. A lot of things happening at University Mall starting today. More on that in a moment. But right now it is 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. Patchy fog still hanging around out there this morning. Some fog. Otherwise, sunshine today. High today in the upper 40s. It's going to be a little bit windy. Tonight we're looking at clear skies. Cold temperatures. Lows around 30. Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, mostly clear and pretty nice. But then we'll start to get some clouds after midnight. Our overnight low in the upper 30s. On Sunday, a mostly cloudy day with a 40% chance of rain in the high in the middle 50s. University Mall, don't miss the chance to come in from the cold at the January sidewalk sale at University Mall. Save up to 70% on select items throughout the mall starting today and running throughout the weekend. Hope you will be there. We'll be broadcasting live today between 3 and 5 p.m. here on WCHL. Come out and see us at the University Mall stage.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carborough for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carborough Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
Chapel Hill Carborough.
Carrboro Meals on Wheels is supported by hundreds of volunteers, as well as several local businesses, which include GlaxoSmithKline, Walmart, Belk's, Carrollwoods, and Porch. Performance Subaru supports Meals on Wheels through its annual Share the Love campaign. All of this assistance is greatly appreciated. For more information, please visit our website, chcmow.org, or our Facebook page. And as usual, we thank WCHL for caring for our community.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL 853. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Rather simple word today, five-letter word. Call right now if you know the word of the day, if you know how to spell it, and if you can define it before anyone else, of course. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers if you're our winner. And your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall, Chapel Hill. We're proud of the Performance Promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tooney Goyle is an eighth grader at Smith Middle School in Chapel Hill. He's today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Ginger Young.
Tell me why Tooney is so special when it comes to book harvest.
Tooney did something absolutely incredible last year. As you know, Ron, we run our giant community-wide book drive on MLK Day every year, and MLK Day 2014 was a great success. 34,000 books came in one afternoon, and this young man brought in 8,000 of them all by himself. He reached out to his middle school and decided he was going to really hit a home run for us. He brought in more books than we could imagine. The moment he pulled up at the Carolina Theater of Durham and opened up a U-Haul and it was packed to the gills, we were just, our jaws dropped. We couldn't believe it. So he's a hero. If anybody ever wonders about the power of the youth in our community to make a difference, they just need to meet Tooney.
Tooney, why did you get so fired up about doing this for your fellow students and for kids all over our community?
Well, 2 years ago, I participated in an MLK drive for Book Harvest, and I was blown away. I loved it. I fell in love, basically. So, since then, I've loved doing charity work, and I love working with Book Harvest.
Now, I'm sure that collecting all these books, you obviously are a big reader yourself. What has reading books, what kind of a difference has it made in your life?
I've become more intelligent and nicer to people, I think, too, because books teach you empathy.
Well, we could all use more of that.
Well,
Tooney is quite a guy. One of the reasons? He reads a lot.
It's not just about donation and community service. It's about being part of a community, giving back to the people you go to school with, your coworkers, being part of something bigger.
I gotta ask you this. What do you hope to do as an adult? I know you got a lot of stuff you're gonna do between now and then, but what are your favorite studies? What do you enjoy reading about most? And what do you want to do when you're older?
I love technology. I love the idea of innovation. So maybe I'll be an inventor. Maybe I'll be some sort of business person. I like to create things and, again, help people to live a better life.
Fantastic. Man, what a great answer. Ginger, how do folks find out more about this special Book Harvest event and about Book Harvest in general?
To find out more about both Book Harvest and our Dream Big Book Drive, they can go to our website, bookharvestnc.org. We have all the information there you need. If you've got books at home and you can bring them by that afternoon to the Carolina Theater, please come join us and please bring some friends. We really want everybody to come join us on this big day of celebration in honor of Dr. King.
Tooney Gore in the eighth grade at Smith Middle School. Today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to John Coffey, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is Lotto, L-O-T. T-O. Sometimes people use that in place of using the word lottery. Lotto is technically a children's game, and John will get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where he can probably go buy some coffee with his $10 gift certificate. John Coffey, congratulations. You are a winner. The word of the day always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And Wayne Pond will be back with another word of the day on Monday morning at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock on WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, don't forget, we're hearing reports that Tom Ross, the 17th president of the UNC system, is about to leave his position. That is not official.